Enjoy this Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Hello.
Hi, it's Fernando.
This is him.
Hey, Fernando, this is Sam with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, Sam, how are you?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. I'm with the underwriting
Give me one quick second. I'm going to put on my earpiece.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sam?
Yes.
Okay. What's up, Sam?
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. So I'm with the underwriting department. We just got your file submitted to us, and I just wanted to give you a kind of a quality control call here to make sure we're all on the same page, you know, as far as what we would like to accomplish here. You have a couple of minutes to go over the file?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So just a couple basic questions to start off. You guys have been working with, is it Steve over here?
Steve. Yeah, Steve. Yes.
Okay, perfect. And I have, is it Humbertino as the 100% owner of the business?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And how long have you guys been in business?
My dad has been in business since I was born, 36 years.
Oh, okay.
His license has been active since 1981.
1981, all right, gotcha. Okay, and then I'm looking at the notes of the file here. It looks like you guys are looking for, I see $200,000 to $250,000. Does that sound right?
Yeah, we have about $1.5 million signed right now on AIA contracts. I sent Steve two contracts that we just signed. Basically, those equal out to about, we're probably going to sign in the next couple weeks, a couple hundred thousand more. No, actually, the one in Pacoima is probably going to be, we're going to sign a change order for already, we already have a, close to 100,000 change order signed, so that one's already at 780.
Okay.
They're going to add on the painting of the structures in the next couple weeks, which I got the verbal commitment from the PM, which is going to be about $350,000. So that contract will total out about $1.1 million.
Oh, okay.
And then we have currently the one in San Diego, which we already have a change order for $40,000. They did give us a payment for $50,000. So that one probably top out about another $500,000 when we're all said and done.
Oh,
they're
all
about these projects are about 3 to 6 month projects. The one in Pacoima is actually, it's a better project because it's an exterior project. So there's no work schedule. Basically, if we want to finish in a month, we can finish in a month.
Oh.
You understand me? The interiors are not, it's not like we're dealing with tenants. We only have to give the tenants a 3-day notice when we do the exterior work. There's no work schedule on it.
Sure, okay.
So we got 24 buildings. We got 24 buildings that are equivalent to $625,000. We finished 3 buildings with little manpower in 14 days. Our plan is to stack up the manpower and try to finish those by the end of the year.
And wrap it up
all
quick.
All 24.
Okay, so is that, I guess the funds are they being put toward payroll and materials for those?
Yeah, because we have that one, and then we have one in La Cienega that's about to finish out that we're just so tapped out with some financial resources that what we're doing.
Sure, with large projects, that's how it goes. Absolutely,
yeah.
Okay. All right, now, do you have, let's see, how soon were you looking to get the funds in place?
Excuse me?
How soon were you looking to get the funds in place?
Excuse me, what was that again?
I was just asking, you know, what's the time frame that we're looking? How soon do you need the funds deposited?
I mean, ASAP.
Okay, so we want to work on a short schedule here, get it done. I got you. Okay.
Well, we're ready to push the button. I mean, at the number like that, and we can push the button. It's just making sure that we have the working capital to get these done, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Now, I know we're looking for 200, 250, so I have a couple questions about it, okay? I see that I have the tax return from 2014 showing about $780,000 for the gross annual sales. Do you know what you
Correct.
Did for 2015?
See, there's an issue with that, and I'm going to tell you the issue that we have, and I don't know
sure.
if Steve explained this to you. Me and my brother work a little different, and honestly, we kind of fucked up because
mm-hmm.
our banker lets us deposit Humber checks into my development company account. You understand me?
So it's a separate company?
It's not a separate company, but we like to separate our accounts. You understand me? Like his
okay.
jobs are his jobs. But together, I mean, Because I can show you bank accounts from my Stacy AL account, but they say Humbert because our banker lets us deposit dual checks into the account. You understand me? So,
yeah.
So it's actually more. You understand me? But it's just like we still get. I think we grossed out over $1.5 million more. But this year.
I got you. So what you're doing is you have the two separate accounts, but on the taxes you're basically just showing for one of them.
Correct.
Okay.
We still get our 1099s. You understand me?
Uh-huh.
And we're going based off of that. So I mean, there's small projects that we do with small clients that they don't 1099 us. You know, so it's just like it's more. You know, like if you gather up the totals of Tino's accounts this year and mine, it'd probably be up there in the $2 million mark already to close out 2016.
Okay.
Mhm.
Okay. Now,
and that's something that we decided as a company this last month was any money that comes in goes to Humber now. It makes us look better.
Because absolutely.
Yeah, like for example, all this money that we're getting.
Cash flow.
Correct. All this money that comes in from here on out is basically gonna go through Humber, you know? So
okay. Okay, so no, I understand that, and we'll take a good analyzation of the cash flow. Basically, that's how we're going to get the total amount that we're able to approve you for. So I'm going to shoot for the 250. We're basically going to shoot for the moon here, do it as much as get as high as we can on the approval amount, and then kind of work backwards from there. Now, I like to have a backup plan in case, right? So I see that you guys have a current balance with Can Capital. I think I see it at about 50,000. So step one obviously is going to be to get you a much larger loan than that, but pay off that balance. So if I'm not able to get you approved for a full 200, what's the minimum amount that you would be able to at least get started with to get this thing moving?
Okay, but I would have to pay off my brother's loan to Cam.
So that's what I would be shooting for. So we'd be looking at something at a minimum of getting you approved for $100,000, and based on my initial look, that seems like something that we would be able to do. But I just want to know if we're able to do that, if that's even something that we're able to start with.
I need a little bit more, man.
What's the number? Throw it out there for me.
Honestly, I figured with the receivables, I wanted to get at least 10% of my receivables, which I'm at $2 million right now. You know.
Okay.
But it's just like over the next 6 months. So that's 10% of my receivables.
Sure.
So it's just like...
So we're shooting for 200.
I mean, we're shooting for... I mean, if I have to pay off the CAM loan, the other 50 is not going to help me, Steve.
Yeah. No, I got you. I follow. Okay. All right. Now, I got a good idea of, you know, what we're shooting for here. That helps me on my end. Now, have you looked anywhere else for this financing? Have you guys gone to your bank to see what they have to offer for you?
No, we haven't.
Okay, was there any specific reason for that?
No. We just haven't. We figured this would be better and quicker.
That's usually what it is on a time frame like this. You know, unless you're a couple of months out ahead.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, we have the contract. And I was explaining to Steve, I'm like, you know, I don't. We're gonna give up some margins to you guys, but there's good margins in these projects. You understand me?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's good margins. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Now, let me take a look here. Okay. So,
how does it look?
Yeah, a couple things. I can give you some initial feedback, right? So, based on the cash flow that you guys have, your ending balances are pretty healthy in the bank account. That's going to help us a lot.
Yeah.
The one issue I see is there is a previous bankruptcy on the credit report, so it's going to limit us as far as our program options go. We will have options, but we're going to have to maneuver a little to get it. I think our biggest challenge is going to be hitting that 250 number. We might be coming in a little lower than that, but what I can do, if that's the case, what I can do is set you up on a program that will allow you to refinance after about 3 to 4 months, where we would be able to get you more cash at that time. So if I'm able to get you something like, I don't know, between 150 or around 150 to 200,000 right now, part of that would go to pay off CAN, but in 4 months get you more. Does that sound like something that would work for you?
I wouldn't mind doing that if we could do the 200 and then pay the 50 off the cap. That would help me a lot.
Okay.
That will get me going. You understand me? And then also, like I was trying to explain to Steve, is there a preset interest on this, or is it on a daily? On a daily, and we could.
Sure. Okay. So basically, what it's going to be is we're going to get you approved for a total amount, and then we'll tell you what the total payback is going to be. So it's going to be a fixed payment. We typically set you up on daily or weekly payments to begin with. So it's a very similar program to what you have with CAN right now. I think looking at your file, I should be able to get you a weekly option. It just comes down to getting qualified for it. Did you have a preference? What's your experience?
I don't deal with the daily. Tino does, my brother, you know?
Okay.
So I wouldn't take a daily. I wouldn't. It's just too much pressure daily, you know? But it's just, I understand it's insecure and everything, but it's just, I would like to do if a biweekly or weekly or monthly, we would even be better, but you know, that will allow me to get my first month going. You understand me? Once I get that first month going, the money will start flowing.
Yeah. And right now, I want to be upfront with you. Monthly is probably going to be off the table for the first time around. Existing customers, we have programs for it. So I think what we would like to do is get you in the door here. It looks like right now I see the credit coming in at about a 685. Usually for the weekly, that's something that's okay, but there is the previous bankruptcy on there that's going to be a challenge. That's one of the things we're going to have to work for. So I can shoot for a weekly. If it comes back a daily, what we can do is when we set you up with that renewal option in 3 months, at that point we would be able to switch you over to a weekly or a monthly. And if you're initially on the daily, we can arrange it so you can actually make your payments like just once at the beginning of the month and prepay it, if that's easier. Uh-huh. Sometimes it helps with the accounting, so you're not having that change every day in the account.
Right.
But right now we're still kind of early in the approval process. I'm going to have to work through all of this to see exactly what you qualify for. We should be able to have some options for you on Monday, though.
Okay,
now that is just, I just wanted to get a clear idea of what we were shooting for here, the minimum, maximum, that sort of thing. So I have what I need to move forward. Did you have any other questions for me while you got me on the line here?
Yeah, I do actually. So
yeah,
how does this interest work? Like if you guys give me, let's just say $100,000.
Yeah.
Is there a preset interest? Or is it a daily interest? How does it work?
Nope, it's a fixed preset interest. We'll tell you right up front what the rate is, what your total payback is, and then we actually offer discounts if you pay it off early. If we do set you up on the program where we get you kind of like that piecemeal where we get you $150 right now and then you go for the renewal in 3 months, at that point we offer interest forgiveness on the remaining balance. So the initial amount that we give you with what you're approved for and what your total payback is, that's the maximum that you would pay. From there, you get discounted paying it off early, and if you renew, you get the full interest forgiveness.
Okay, what would it be for $100,000 for 6 months?
So that I don't know yet. That I will know on Monday.
Okay, well, what would it be like the worst case scenario?
Well, I mean, worst case scenario can get pretty bad. Obviously, it's unsecured, so there's extra cost that comes to that. You guys aren't going to be in the worst case scenario, though. It's hard to give kind of an estimate until the cash flow analysis is done, though.
Okay.
I mean, basically Monday we can have the actual full real terms for you instead of just talking hypothetical.
Okay.
The file just got sent over to us, so we haven't had a chance to actually go through the full analysis yet. This is just a kind of a preliminary call to see what you're hoping to get out of it, and then we can go forward trying to achieve that.
But we have to pay CAM Capital, right?
That most likely will be a requirement. For the amount that we're looking for, yes. Because the way that it works is CAM Capital is your first position loan right now. So if we gave you a loan behind that, we would be second. Since we're giving a larger amount, we obviously want to overtake that first position. So that's going to be a requirement in funding that we pay off CAN Capital, overtake that first position.
Okay, when do you see this like getting approval on?
I'm sorry?
When do you foresee this being approved or like having an answer?
Monday.
Monday?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, Monday we'll be able to tell you exactly what you're approved for, the terms, and you know, give you all the options for it. What I'll do, like I said, I'm going to get you approved for the largest amount and the longest term, and then we can work backwards with that. With each term,
okay,
the rate is going to vary a little. So if we want to set you up on a shorter term, minimize the interest costs, it's something that we can do. Especially if you have these projects where you know where you're going to get paid, we can set you up on a schedule that matches that. So instead of stretching it out for, you know, 2.5 years where you're paying interest the whole time, we can set you up on something more like, you know, once you get the cash, you can pay it off and not have to worry about it.
Okay.
Okay, so that, I mean, and did you have any other questions for me right now? Where we are in the process is you just got sent to underwriting, so we're going to finish the analysis tomorrow, or I mean throughout the day today, and then have an approval for you probably Monday afternoon.
Okay.
All right, perfect. If you have any questions in the meantime, go ahead. You can reach out to Steve, send him an email, or give him a call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.